Well, of course, not all Australians are so enthusiastic about the same-sex laws passed in the ACT. Rod Benson is an ethicist and ordained Baptist minister at Morling College in Sydney. He objects to gay marriage and says the law should be set by the Commonwealth. Rod Benson, good morning.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
So here we have same-sex marriage now lawful in one Australian jurisdiction. What's your reaction to that?
Well, it's certainly not the ideal situation for people in the ACT or anywhere else in Australia. I think what the ACT Legislative Assembly has done is essentially create a new kind of status called a same-sex marriage, basically unknown anywhere else in the world, I think, which presumably is intended to be recognised by the states and, you know, the Northern Territory as a de facto relationship, as your previous Ivan suggested. But as Sydney law professor Patrick Parkinson has said, such a law would create a status that is different from marriage rather than allowing a different kind of couple the right to marry. And that's where it becomes complicated for us in Australia.
In reality, though, for those living it and taking the decision in the ACT under this law, they are getting married. They are being married under the Same-Sex Marriage Act. The fact that it was made separate to the Marriage Act was simply an effort to try and forestall a Commonwealth challenge to the Marriage Act. So in their eyes, they're getting married. It is a Same-Sex Marriage Act. If this was replicated in every state and territory in Australia, how would you feel about that?
Well, it may be inevitable, of course, in New South Wales, perhaps, in South Australia, Tasmania, or other states as well, or indeed, perhaps not in this current federal government, but in a future federal government, it's quite possible that, that there would be a change to federal marriage law to recognise and allow same-sex marriage or other alternatives to the current definition of marriage.
And why do you, and you have a problem with that, I understand?
Well, the current debate on marriage, I guess, the whole debate that we've been having these past, you know, 6 or 7 years, is not essentially about delivering justice with respect to equal love or, you know, marriage equality necessarily, but about how Australian society should structure itself for the benefit of current and future generations, not least for the benefit of children.
But that's at the core of this argument, isn't it? That marriage equality, well, it is an equity argument. That's very much it's called Australian Marriage Equality Australia. Yeah. But it's also about the fact that there are, that it allows families to have the same kind of cohesive bond under the headline of marriage, recognised socially, that married couples have now.
Well, it already effectively exists in terms of a de facto relationship or an unofficial relationship, you know, in practice for many couples. In Australia, many gay and lesbian couples in Australia.
But that's the point, it is unofficial, that's what I mean, it doesn't have the same status.
That's right. Well, it's often being couched in terms of celebrating diversity or in terms of eliminating discrimination. Mm-hmm. But, of course, we know that in 2008, I think it was, the Rudd government amended 87 pieces of federal legislation to seek to eliminate all discrimination against same-sex couples. And I was one of those in the conservative wing of the church, I suppose, who supported those reforms. And I think that's been very good. What we're now dealing with, in the ACT in particular, and perhaps in other states in the next few months, is the one law that was left untouched by the Rudd government in 2008, and that is marriage law.
And I'm just trying to get to, in the little time we have, what is your concern about touching that Marriage Act? As I understand it, you're happily married. What is your concern about how changing the Act might affect your life, your marriage, make it any different?
Well, there are three main reasons. Obviously, from a Christian theological perspective, there are biblical and theological reasons or arguments in favour of marriage identified or defined as a man-woman relationship. There are also cultural and heritage arguments, such as those proposed by former Prime Minister Gillard. For Christians and for other people of faith and for people of no faith, there are also common good arguments in terms of the way that our society is structured and ordered to benefit and to protect and to stabilise the raising of children and the ongoing movement of our society and our civilisation.
And we just heard there, though, Ivan talking about his marriage and his partner. They want to have children. They're already foster parenting. If you go to, and I think you've written that the procreative element is intrinsic to marriage, and that's an element of what's in the Bible as well. I mean, here he is, you know, hoping to have children, to raise a family, just like you.
Yes, and he's free to do so. I just don't think that the issue of marriage as a legislative act is something that applies to this situation. The other thing about the ACT law is that it excludes other forms of relationships, such as transgender couples, and I'm questioning why that is. If it's a justice issue, why not clear the whole deck and open marriage to all kinds of couples that are recognised or understood in our society?
Rod Benson, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Fran.
Rod Benson is an ordained Baptist minister and ethicist at Moreland College in Sydney.